Flower Shop.
Flower Shop. Do you have the Melville Rhythm Airs recorded product?
Yes. Wow. Great.
We've searched high and low for it.
We saw a commercial for it in Saskatoon once on our last tour. And
are they big local favorites?
Big favorites.
Do they live in Melville?
And area. Yeah, Melbourne area.
Would they play at, say, the Waverly Hotel, that sort of thing?
I don't know. They're too big a band for that.
Oh, they're too big. Wow. So they're like stadium size.
Well.
Arena polka.
Yeah.
Can we see some of the stuff you have?
Yeah, sure.
Great.
Their first tape. This is the second one, and this is the third.
They have the Rain polka, too.
Holy cow.
Beer barrel polka.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
These are all songs of ours.
You're from Toronto.
We're called the Rio Statics.
Mm-hmm.
And my name's Tim. What's your name?
I'm Lil.
Lil?
Yes.
Yeah, we released an album two years ago called Melville. Dave.
Pleasure.
Oh,
yeah. So do you recommend, was there one that you recommend over the others?
No. Find they're all, all three of them are good. I have all three and I enjoy them all.
Have you seen them?
You've seen them play, I guess.
Yes, yeah. I have relatives on there.
Oh, you do?
Okay, who's your relative? Show us.
Okay, this is the leader of the band, John Gaditsa.
Right.
Him and Al have been playing for years.
Al plays accordion.
Mm-hmm. And he is married to my niece.
Oh, great.
And this is my sister's boy.
Wow. And what's his name?
Brian Loveridge.
Would you say that they're probably the most popular musical group to come out of Melville?
Polka music, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's get to the bottom line here. How much?
Cheap.
Yeah?
$11.98 in tax.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, let's scrape up some coins and get one.
Yeah.
I've got $5 on me.
I'll get them all.
What the hell?
You want all three?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Big.
And those beautiful flowers, which I'm going to wear during shows, because they're pretty.
Office. This is Mayor Jim Walters. This is Martin, Dave. This is Tim, and this is Dave.
Good to see you again.
Are you, I don't know if I told you the story about how the city of Melville got its name, but it was actually named after this gentleman, this picture on the wall. Charles Melville Hayes is the gentleman's name, and he was president of the Grand Pacific Trunk Railway.
He's a big, burly guy,
strapping
man.
With a lot more gumption. Guy sort of looks like Burl Ives.
Gorgeous frame, too.
And he's got the thickest piece of paper I've ever seen. In fact, it could be cotton he's holding between his index and second fingers.
When Melville became a town, how many people were here?
Well, I think to become a town, you have to be approximately 2,500 right. Population has to be. And Melville was actually founded because of the railway. It was because of the people working here that Melville became such. Later on, Melville became known and is still very well known as a sports community. Mm-hmm. There's some quite famous hockey players came from Melville, one being Sid Abel, who played with Gordie Howe in Detroit. That's in the old days, and in the current times now we have a gentleman by the name of Tim Shovelday who plays as a goalkeeper for the Detroit Red Wings.
Jimmy had a tough season last year.
And Terry Poole, too, the baseballer.
Yes, when you get into baseball, Terry Poole is a very famous baseball player. He just retired recently, and we had a Terry Poole Day for him last summer. And Melville is very well known. It's had some very high moments, the Melville Millionaires hockey team.
What are you looking at here?
Oh, the coffee mug. I'd like to get a coffee mug. Are there a lot around? Do you sell them?
Well, I don't know if we sell them, but we can see what we can do about arranging for the...
What
distribution
they, what
of one.
It says 75th anniversary from 1908 to 1983. City, a lovely picture of City Hall.
Yes, we can certainly. In fact, if you don't mind, I think it's been washed. That's my personal one. You can. I'll be pleased to give that to you. So.
Okay.
And I was also admiring that picture of Charles Melville Hayes on the wall.
Sorry, too. Just like to comment, I'm going to be putting forward a resolution tonight to make the Rio Static Band the honorary citizens of Melville for today. And council, if we
what's our chance in the vote there?
Well, I think you've got the mayor's vote, and you've got the you've got Alderman Ozerny's vote. Okay. So I think we'll have to do some lobbying between now and council.
I think we're looking at a landslide for today.
And council is going to try to keep their meeting this evening as short as possible, so that we can pop over and see you at the Waverly tonight.
Knowing you were coming, we would have done some house cleaning in the van, so I hope you'll excuse the mess.
The steering's a little askew, but you might like it. It's got a little power. It's all the way from BC, so it's hippie driven.
Okay. Just give her a minute to warm up, probably.
Okay. I got the brake on here, are we?
Oh. Don't forget to take a look on your blind side there.
Yeah. We'll wipe out the... There we go.
I see we're moving past the Home Hardware.
Yes, that's my wife is actually employed there, so.
Oh, hi.
So, say
is
hi
that
to her.
That's her right there, man.
Just to your left here, we're just going by the post office.
It's quite a lovely building, actually.
Yes, how old is that place?
It's roughly 60 years old, I would think.
Wow.
It's been around for quite a while.
A lot of hair places, a lot of hair care buildings in town, I guess, because people come from the outlying areas to get their lids done once in a while.
Right. It's one of the most lucrative businesses in town, I think. There are quite a number of hair shops in Melville.
Well, here comes a hair candidate right now.
Yeah. If you look straight ahead, down at the end of the... we're on Main Street, by the way. And,
going past King George.
And, yeah, we're going past the KG, and down at the end of the... Down at the end of the street is the railway station.
Still
which
in
is just, yes it is, it's just been declared a heritage property.
Good thing.
Yeah. What about all these painted fire hydrants?
Yeah, where's that come from? A number of years ago it was decided as a promotion for the city of Melville that we sell these hydrants or rent out the usage of the hydrants to various citizens. They could decorate them in any way that they wished. We're now going by the stadium, and as I said earlier, there were quite a number of citizens from Melville that have made it very big in professional hockey and in other professional sports as well. And maybe if you just want to take a quick tour of the stadium.
Last season with my brand new Melville Millionaires jersey that I had made especially for myself with my name put on it, and I even scored a couple of hat tricks, as I recall.
Final game.
Faintly. They've got a lovely big dollar sign right in the middle of it, and I like the optimism of it.
Who designed and built this edifice?
Well, I believe it was designed by the citizens of Melville, a group community-minded people put it together, and then they sold the building to the city of Melville, as I understand it, for a dollar. And we've taken it over, and that's interesting that you mentioned the stadium itself, because about 30 or so years ago they were predicting that this building wouldn't last 15 years, and now they're saying it probably won't last another 20 years.
Well,
so
I'm not telling it. It's the beams are made of wood, all of them. That's
laminated.
It's quite impressive, and it's quite a friendly shape.
Very intimate.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It's very clean.
There's two banners hanging in the stadium, so I guess those are the two Melville championships. But
Southern
Division champions, 77,
the teams really
79.
I think there are more, but I don't know where the banners are.
As the mayor was talking just a few seconds back, a puck just about just hit the window right beside his head. It was insane. It was uncanny.
Introduce you to Brad McEwen. Brad is the coach of the Melville Millionaires, and if the gentlemen have any questions you want to ask of him, I'm sure he'd be pleased to try to answer.
Brad, can I get a tryout?
Pardon me?
Can I get a tryout?
Sure, I was looking for that 50 goal score.
That's a little old. That's all. We saw a game here last year, and it was excellent.
What
it was very
you?
Exciting, yeah.
Who did you see play?
Minot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, beat them handily. Oh, really? 6-1 or something.
Yeah. Yeah, he played them on the weekend, too, yeah, down there.
So. In Winnipeg.
Yeah.
9-2, was it? 9-1?
9-1 here and 4-3 down there. Yeah.
Are there any strange disciplinary measures you have to go about imposing upon such players with a lack of discipline, Bob?
I show you a few haircuts if you want to see some rookie initiation.
I got mine, too.
There you go. That's one of the better ones.
Okay. Good.
Excellent.
Okay. That's good. Thanks a lot, Brad.
Produce have some stars.
All right.
Send them to Toronto.
Okay.
I hope we've given you a little bit of a tour of our fair community, and I certainly hope you keep promoting it as you have in the last year, and we really appreciate it.
We'll talk to you later.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for the tour. Okay. It's been one of the greatest thrills of my life.
I'll give you the keys to your vehicle.
You need a ride back?
No, I've got a couple of things I want to do on the way back anyway, so I can just, I'll just walk back and take me about 5 minutes, so
great.
We'll let you guys carry on. Okay,
pleasure.
Thank you.
Soon.
Yeah, see ya. Thank you.
Good. And we'll see you tonight.
Okay.
Okay, good.